A new addition to a Backlash title match. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, April 27th, 2021. A big welcome to those of you listening on OccupyProWrestling.com. You can bring our updates to your website, email us, desk@JustProWrestlingNews.com.
WWE.
Tonight's NXT is promoting the first interview with Adam Cole since TakeOver. Also, Bronson Reed faces Austin Theory. If Reed wins, he gets another shot at Johnny Gargano's North American title. Plus, Mercedes Martinez versus Dakota Kai, and Kushida and MSK team up against Legado del Fantasma. The WWE Championship match at WrestleMania Backlash is now a three-way. Bobby Lashley will now defend against Drew McIntyre and Braun Strowman. Strowman earned his place in the match by pinning McIntyre in the main event of last night's Raw. A distraction by T-Bar and Mace gave Strowman the opening he needed. The show opened with T-Bar and Mace beating McIntyre and Strowman via countout. After McIntyre hit Strowman with an errant clothesline, Strowman retaliated by hitting McIntyre with a power slam after the match. 1 week after Charlotte Flair was suspended indefinitely and fined for attacking a referee, she was back on Raw. She apologized to the ref that she pummeled, and after some prodding, the ref apologized to Charlotte. Sonya Deville was on hand for all of this, and she lifted Charlotte's suspension. This was apparently all news to Adam Pearce. Later, Rhea Ripley, Nia Jax, and Shayna Baszler teamed up to beat Asuka, Naomi, and Lana. Jax pinned Lana. Earlier in the match, Dana Brooke and Mandy Rose strolled out. They threw water on Baszler, which led to Jax slipping on the wet floor. All this was payback for Jax throwing flowers at Brooke and Rose backstage a little bit earlier. So Deville decided to punish her former tag partner Mandy Rose with a match against Charlotte Flair, and Charlotte pinned Mandy with natural selection to win that match. I guess RK-Bro is gonna be a thing. Riddle and Randy Orton teamed up to beat Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin. Damian Priest, Kofi Kingston, and Xavier Woods pelted The Miz, John Morrison, Elias, and Jackson Ryker with tomatoes, and then won a trios match against them. Humberto Carrillo was back on Raw to once again get in the face of the United States champion, Sheamus.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan joined other promotions Monday in calling off some shows due to a new COVID-19 state of emergency in parts of Japan. Three shows at Korakuen Hall, scheduled for May 8th, 10th, and 11th, are now canceled. New Japan has a big show on Wednesday, with Roppongi 3K defending the junior tag titles in the main event against El Desperado and Yoshinobu Kanemaru. Also, Toru Yano will defend the KOPW 2021 provisional title against Evil. It's going to be a Creation of Darkness blindfold match. So here's how it's going to go. Blindfolds or hoods will be hung up on each ring post. A pin, submission, or other decision cannot be scored until you use one of those hoods to blindfold your opponent. A couple big singles matches on the road to Wrestling Dontaku on Monday, and it was a good day for Los Ingobernables de Japón. Tetsuya Naito delivered three Destinos to pin Great Okan in the main event, and Sonata pinned Aaron Hanare after a TKO and a pair of moonsaults.
AEW.
Some fresh faces on tonight's AEW Dark, including former Lucha Underground champion Marty Casas, making his AEW debut against Brian Cage. Also, The Blade and Private Party versus Dark Order's Evil Uno, Stu Grayson, and Ten. On last night's Dark Elevation, Big Swole and Red Velvet beat the dysfunctional team of Nyla Rose and Maddie Renkowski. Rose was bullying Renkowski. Renkowski was giving Rose an attitude. Rose eventually turned on her, hit a powerbomb on Renkowski, and then just walked away. Matt Sydal pinned Joey Janela in the main event. Also, Ethan Page and Scorpio Sky beat Dark Order's Alex Reynolds and Allen Five Angels.
Ring of Honor.
On Ring of Honor's weekend TV, the first outing for Violence Unlimited was a disqualification loss in a trios match against La Facción Ingobernable. Brody King used a chair on Bestia del Ring to draw the DQ. The show then ended with the Foundation running out to beat up both factions. Earlier, Eli Isom and Dak Draper wrestled to a 15-minute time limit draw. It looked like they were going to get some more time, but Dalton Castle arrived on the scene, sporting a new look and new boys. Castle kicked both guys in the groin to put them down and then danced away. Next weekend's ROH TV will have Hot Sauce Tracy Williams' first defense of his TV title against Tony Deppen. Tonight's NWA Power has Da Pope defending the NWA TV title against Tyrus. Major League Wrestling will debut on Vice TV this Saturday at noon. It sounds like this show will be a look back at MLW's history. The new content is still premiering on Fusion every Wednesday, at least for now. And that is Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, April 27th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.